What do you call something that a person gets into if he's going fishing to row himself along?
Boat.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman's wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
A pretty necklace.
And what's another word you could use besides necklace? It's a pretty something of beads.
Pretty string.
Okay, fine. If two men have a fight and one of them defeats the other one very soundly, you might say, one man really what the other one?
Whipped the other one.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his
knees.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a
stingy.
Okay. Suppose a person's wearing funny looking clothes. You might say, he really looks
ugly.
And suppose a person is just kind of half-dressed and doesn't care anything about the way he looks. You might say, he really looks...
So he looks shaggy or something like that.
Okay. Would you ever use the word slouchy or tacky?
Slouchy.
Okay. And would you ever use the word tacky?
Tacky, too. Can use a tacky if he ain't dressed right.
Okay. And could you use these words if you were talking about a woman? Slouchy and tacky?
Yes.
If a woman's wearing her best clothes, you'd say, she's really...
dressed.
Okay. And if you're talking about a man, would you say the same thing? Or?
He's really... He looks neat. You know, that's what we almost say to me. You know, he looked at very neat.
Okay. What word do you use to mean an old person who's very lively and gets around very well?
So they sure is gay.
Okay.
So that's a gay old person.
Would you ever use swift to mean that?
Yes, ma'am.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
What do you call an insect that just jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
What do you call an old house that spirits might live in? Old fallen down house, and people would say they heard things in there.
People always call it so spirit in there, something like that.
Yeah, and what do you call that house? Somebody might point and say that, oh, that's an old
building.
Yeah. But would you call it a haunted house or